Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Thinking About a Holiday.
Now, Jimmy, just stop behaving like a spoiled child for once.
Well, I'm fed up. You're all rotten. You three are rotten. Our teachers are rotten. Ozzy Higginbottom's rotten. Even the vicar's rotten.
What's the vicar done to you?
Nothing, but he's rotten. Everybody's rotten except me. I'm nice and good and kind to animals. Even our Susan. But you lot, you're rotten.
Oh, that'll do. If you don't shut up, I'll smack you.
Oh, poor little boy. Didum's nasty Ozzy get him all upsetty-wetty?
Listen, Scraggy-Waggy. How would you like my footy-wooty round your botty-wotty?
No, that's enough, Jimmy. You're not the only one who won't be getting away on holiday this year. We won't be going either.
But it's all right for you, Grandad. You don't need to go on holiday. Just sit you in the Rose and Crown with a pint, play a record of some seagulls, and wave a kipper under your nose, and you'd think you're on a weekend at Fleetwood.
Well, we couldn't afford even that, the state our finances are in.
Ooh, here we go again. Broke as usual. Pat, the roof's fallen in. The wind's whistling round my sporran. With nothing to eat and with no coals for the fire. What shall we do, Pat? Oh, stop mourning, Father. Pull up your bucket and watch the telly.
Oh, do we have to listen to this rubbish?
No, let's wait for your boyfriend Alfie and hear some real rubbish.
Shan't tell you again, my lad.
Well, you've ruined my summer, you have. Oh, Ozzy didn't half gloat in class today when he was telling us about his holiday. My dad's taking me and me mum to the Isle of Man for a week. And my dad's taking us on a steamer. And when we get there, my dad's going to let me drive a horse tram. I said, well, if the horse gets hungry, I hope your dad sticks you in his nose bag.
Oh, look, will you stop mourning? We can't go away and that's all there is to it.
Well, all the lads were saying where they're going for the holidays and then they all looked at me and said, where are you going?
And what did you say?
Nothing, I just put my hand up and went.
All right, that'll do. We're very sorry there's no money for a proper holiday. But even if we stay at home, well, there'll be plenty of places we can go to.
Oh, will there? Well, go on then, Grandad. Name just 12, apart from pubs.
Look, we can go in the park and...
feed the ducks.
Yes, and we can go in the zoo and...
feed the monkeys.
And we could go down to the town hall.
And feed the mayor.
I mean, we could go in the museum and art gallery and look at all the lovely pictures and things. And...
You what? Our headmaster took us there once. Great! Fabulous! A modern painting the wrong way up, a statue with no head, and an ancient British ruin. The bloke in charge.
Get away, Jimmy. It's a wonderful place, full of history and tradition of the district, and the arts and crafts of the local people and...
Oh, he does talk some nonsense, Mother.
Well, he can't help it, Susan. He's getting old.
The time has come.
The walrus said.
Shut up. It's time to stop all this. Jimmy, we've told you what the position is. We'll do our best to give you some good days out, but as for going away on holiday, we just can't afford it.
But, Mum, you said we might go to London for a week and see all the sights.
Well, we can't go to London, so just forget it.
Oh, all right. I will forget it. They can keep rotten London. See if I care.
Hello, here he goes, Mother. Your sulky son is off again.
Listen, Scraggy, you're asking for a punch up the poncho.
Now behave yourself, Jimmy, and stop getting upset.
I'm not upset. I couldn't care less. I mean, it won't worry me that I won't see him changing the guard at Buckingham Palace. My name's not Christopher Robin. Or Alice. I'm happy to say.
Now, Jim.
Get off me. Trying to get round me. I wouldn't wait to see any royal procession. They wouldn't get me to stop and watch. When the crowds turn out and the Yanks get the cameras out, the police will stop all the traffic, and suddenly out of the courtyard will come all the horses and riders, and then it'll be the big moment, and everybody cheering and shouting and waving, and while they're all watching the Queen in the royal coach, I'll be in the park throwing bread to the rock ducks.
Excuse me, but my mouth was open, so I walked in. I didn't ask with my mouth. It was a door that was open, so I'll go out if you object. What's the trouble?
We're just trying to work out what you said.
Oh, well, perhaps now I'm here. Perhaps I can help. No, I meant Jimmy. He was crying.
Don't worry, Alfie. Now you're here, I'll soon be laughing again.
All right, Jimmy. He's upset, Alfie. You see, we can't go away for a holiday this year.
Oh. Mrs. Clitheroe, when you say we, do you mean your family and me, we? Just you, we? Because I usually come with we. You. Except when I stop at home, so I just wonder whether you meant you and me, we, or just we.
What was that?
That was the little pig that goes wee-wee all the way home.
You'll be crying again in a minute. Oh, wait, didn't you? It's funny, you should be talking about pigs. Me mum and dad have just had a litter.
What?
I mean, a letter from a farm in the country. The friends of ours who keep the farm, and they've written to me mum and dad because they're going away. No, not they're going away, them on the farm. My mum and dad are going to Oldham.
Why, do they keep falling down?
Yeah. No, to Oldham, not Oldham. We come from there, and they're going to stay with me Uncle Ezra for their holidays, so they can't go. No, not to Oldham, to the pig farm. The horses, I mean, well, one or two. You can ride them. The horses, not the pigs. But would you like to go, Mr. Sinclair?
I would that. Are they open?
I think I can tell you what Alfie's trying to say.
Why, do you speak double Dutch as well?
Shut up. He wants to know if we want to go to the farm when they go away. Well, not Alfie's mum and dad go away, although, of course, they are going away, to Oldham. And Alfie wants to know if we want to go. Well, not to Oldham, to the farm.
Susan, are you sure you're not Alfie's twin brother in hot pants?
Oh, be quiet. Look, we've no money for holidays, Susan.
Ah, you wouldn't need any. Well, not a lot. If you look after the place for them, you stay there for nothing like me mum and dad did. You see, you get free board and lodging and all the horse riding. You stand upon can sit. You sit upon can stand. How about that, Susan?
Well, how about what?
You and me horse riding together. Not on the same horse, but out into the woods where it's quiet and romantic and we could... We could.
You'd have to blindfold the horses first.
Shut up. Yes, I see what you mean, Alfie. I suppose it could be romantic. Horse riding in the woods. Just the two of us, away from everybody.
When I'm calling you.
I will answer too.
What was that last bit you sang, Susan?
Well, that last bit was the horse.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Horse. Miss, I didn't know the last bit came from your mouth. Hey, that's funny. A bit from the horse's mouth. It's a joke. Kiss me. Not you, I mean Susan. Come into my arms.
Oh, Alfie.
Oh, this is the perfect setting for love and romance.
Oh, Alfie.
Here amidst these trees and these
trees. Let us move our horses together and embrace.
Oh, Alfie.
Oh, Susan.
Oh, Alfie.
Oh, Susan. Oh, heck, my saddle's slipping out.
Alfie, are you all right?
Hey, Susan.
What?
When I'm calling you.
Susan, I'm talking to you.
Oh, sorry, Mother, I was just daydreaming. I'm not sure that a holiday on a farm with horses would work.
Well, of course not. Any fool can see that, can't you, Alfie?
No. Well, what do you mean?
Well, if we had to look after the horses on this farm, our Susan might have to cook for them.
All right, go on. What's the latest joke about my cooking?
If the horses ate your food, they'd be so weak they'd have to ride us, and that's no joke. It's the truth.
Oh, well, I suppose you'd have a marvellous time on this farm, Jimmy.
Oh, yes, Grandad. I could go horse riding every day and learn how to be a jockey. Jimmy Clitheroe, champion jockey of the world.
You a jockey? You'd never make it. They couldn't get your head in the starting gate.
Oh, Susan, you are funny.
Yes, very peculiar. I'd be a second Lester Piggott, ma'am. I could start practising on this farm and finish up riding in the Grand National. I can just see it now, on the day of the big race. Now, listen, Mr. Gigi, they haven't called you Lucky Jim for nothing. This is a real tough race, the greatest in the world. So, come on, let's show the world what we can do. Not like last year, you foal. Fool. Stopping at Beecher's Brute for a drink. And when we get near the telly, stop looking to see which camera we're on. This is it, the Grand National. Now, come on. Jump! Come on! Hop! Right, over you go! Hop! That's it. Well, that's got you out of the horse box. Now for the race. Come on, gee up, Lucky Jim! I've just been thinking, Mum.
What's that, son?
Before I go practising on a horse on this farm, couldn't I go practising on a donkey on Blackpool Sands?
Well, I don't know about you others, but there's something about this holiday that appeals to me.
It's free.
Apart from the fares and all our spending money and other expenses?
I mean, staying on a farm would take me right back to the days of my childhood. When I lived on one in the Highlands of Scotland.
Oh, yes, you once told me about it, Mr. Sinclair. When you milked the cows on weekdays and you were a church bell ringer on Sundays. Different job, same pull.
Aye, very funny. Alfie, how far is it to the nearest pub?
Oh, my dad told me, nearly 5 miles.
Any buses?
2 a day.
Oh, I'm not so sure this holiday's a good idea, Pat.
Well, now, let's not be too hasty. I mean, it would be very nice to leave the town and just pop into the country for a few days. Hey, exactly where is this farm, Alfie?
Tipperary.
It's an island?
Oh, yeah, Tipperary's definitely an island.
I mean, the farm, you stupid-looking...
Father!
Well, it's out of the question trying to go there, Pat. There'd be train fares, boat fares... We'd be travelling for ages, and when we got to the farm in Ireland, there'd be no transport for going shopping.
And you don't like drinking stout.
And I don't like drinking stout. Well, that'll do. No use, Pat. The place is too far away for us.
Yeah, it's a long way to Tipperary.
Alfie, don't be so silly.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Susan. I've had to say we're right back and say we're not going there, Mr. Sinclair.
Aye, Alfie.
We're not going, Alfie, but you go to Tipperary, find the Blarney Stone and swallow it.
Father, Jimmy, Susan, come here and look at this.
What is it, Ben? What is it? What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong. Read that.
What is it, Mother?
It's the best surprise I've ever had.
Aye, it's the answer to our prayers.
Oh. What's that, Grandad? Has somebody died and left you a pub?
I've won £100 on the premium bonds.
Oh, Mother, that's wonderful.
Yeah, great, £100. That's £25 each.
It's your mother's money.
Oh, no, Father, it's for all of us. For that holiday we thought we couldn't afford.
Oh, smashing, Mum. I'll go and pack my suitcase.
We're not going yet, you young fool.
Well, we've got to decide where we're going first.
Well, I've already decided where you can go.
That'll do. Well, Father, where would you like to go?
Well, I don't know, Pat. Where would you like to go?
Oh, I'm easy, Father. Anything will do for me. How about you, Susan?
Oh, anything will do for her as well. You've seen Alfie, haven't you?
Oh, I don't mind where we go, Mother, as long as we leave our Jimmy at home.
Look, we don't want any trouble. We just want a nice holiday. 2 quiet weeks in there...
A brewery.
A brewery. Shut up, will you?
Jimmy, go and answer the door while we're talking.
Oh, all right, Mum. But if you're voting on a holiday while I'm at the door, whatever our Susan suggests, I'm against it.
Well, I suggest we spend the £100 on a holiday for you in Siberia.
Hello, Jimmy. It's me, Alfie.
Oh, thanks for telling me. I thought you were a film star. Donald Duck.
Oh, very funny. Is Susan in?
Yeah, but I'm afraid you can't see her now. We're rich.
Oh, well, I'll come back. What do you mean?
Well, now Mama's in the money, we can't have her daughter mixing with riff-raff.
Oh. Well, I'll come back after they've got... Well, what are you talking about?
My mum's won the premium bonds. Come in.
The premium bonds? That's marvellous.
Hello, Alfie.
Hello, Susan. Hey, Mrs. Clitheroe, fancy you winning £25,000. Is it £50,000?
No, Alfie, you've got it wrong. I've won 100.
You mean they've doubled it again? £100,000.
Not thousands, just £100, you ninny.
Oh, I am sorry, Mrs. Clitheroe. Better luck next time.
Alfie, we're all very pleased it's £100.
Yeah, well, I'm pleased. Because that means you're not rich, so you can keep going out with riffraff like me. Hey, what do you mean I'm riffraff? No, not you. Jimmy, I mean.
Alfie, do you mind keeping quiet for a minute? We're just trying to decide where to go for our holidays.
Oh, well, my mum and dad have had a letter from a farm in Tipperary. Oh, you know about the horses, don't you?
Yes, we got it straight from the donkey's mouth.
Jimmy, that's enough. Now, while you were out, Susan suggested the lakes, but Grandad isn't so keen.
Oh, well, it's all that water he doesn't like.
It's a memory of what happened last time that I don't like. Have you forgotten the trouble we had when we stayed in a caravan in the lakes?
Oh, I remember. When I borrowed my cousin's car and caravan. Because you lost the holiday money, Mr. Sinclair, but you didn't. Because it was Jimmy's fault.
Yes, that's a surprise, isn't it? Jimmy being the cause of the trouble.
Mm. It's no use, Susan. I'll have to get your mouth measured for a boot. Anyway, I didn't cause all the trouble. What about Alfie?
Aye, it was 6 of one and half a dozen of the other. I'll never forget it. In that blooming, terrible caravan, everything went wrong. And when I finally got to sleep, you wakened me up when we thought you were in that tent, safely tucked up for the night.
Oh, blooming heck. Oh, belt up, Porky. On your side, Grandad. Oh, no. He snores on his back. He snores on his side. He snores on his tummy. I think I'll try putting his head in a bucket. Oh, heck, if he snores any louder, this caravan will think it's a jumbo jet and try to take off. Oh, heck, it's like sleeping in a sawmill. Oh, that does it. The sawmill's closing down. Timber!
Hey, what was that? Hey, what are you doing in my bed?
My name is Goldilocks. And I'd have got more rest if I'd have slept with Father Bear.
I thought you were in a tent with Alfie.
There wasn't room for the three of us.
Three of you?
Yeah, me, Alfie, and a blooming big cow. She pushed her head in the tent and started licking Alfie's face while he was asleep. He started to giggle and said, stop it, Susan.
The ninny. He called it Susan. It's a good job she didn't hear him.
She did. She went crackers.
What did you say?
She said, moo. Then she kicked the tent down. So I came in here with you. I left the cow to come and sleep with the grunter.
All right, don't be cheeky.
Oh, I see you're awake, Father.
Aye, thanks to your son here.
Jimmy, what are you doing here? I thought you were with Alfie.
No, I left when Alfie brought a cow into the tent to sleep.
Brought a cow into the tent?
Yeah, the thing some people will do to get a pint of fresh milk.
Oh, take no notice, Pat. A cow knocked the tent over and so Jimmy came in here.
Well, if the tent's down, where is Alfie sleeping?
The cow probably took him back to the barn.
Mother, there's someone lying in the back of the car out there.
If it hasn't got horns, it's Alfie.
Oh, what's he doing in the car?
It's a long story, Susan. Go make a cup of tea, love, and we'll tell you later.
All right, all right. So we're not going to the lakes, then? There's plenty of other places we can go to.
Well, Wales is very nice.
Yeah, with chips. Man, you need a big plate for a whale.
Why don't you go to Land's End and jump off?
I will if you'll hold me hand.
Anna, that, what's it called? The place on the coast with the big tower and the illuminations.
The post office.
Yes, the post office. Now, I like the post... No.
Blackpool, you mean?
Do I? Oh, yes, that's it. We all went there once.
Oh, don't remind us, Alfie. Those terrible digs we stayed in with the horrible landlady and that silly little henpecked husband of hers.
What a holiday that was.
Yes, and guess who was to blame for ruining the holiday? Little Jimmy Troublemaker, who lost the letter telling us we couldn't stay at our usual place and booked us into that doss house.
It wasn't all my fault.
No, I helped him. I mean, not to lose the letter, to find the doss house. But I mean, the digs. Oh, yes, they weren't very good, were they? Oh, and you were all dead miserable. I remember sitting in that drafty little living room there.
Well, I've stayed in some digs in my time, but never in a place like this.
We should have known what it was like when we heard what the address was. 13 Back Tannery Road.
You're right, Pat. Jimmy, I thought you said this place was 2 minutes from the sea.
It is, Grandad, by Thunderbird One.
Yeah, and there's nowhere else to stay. The man told us in the inquiry office on the prom that there was one other place provided the bitches were kept separate. But of course, it was the boarding kennels.
Well, we've been here an hour and the only sign of anything moving is the draught blowing those cobwebs about in the window.
Cobwebs? They're not cobwebs, ma'am. They're lace curtains.
Very funny. It's thanks to you we're in this dump. You and that fool over there.
Alfie, your sweetheart's talking about you.
Look, I'm sorry, Susan, but we'll be all right. Miss Robson said so.
Is he the little fellow in the apron and dust cup?
Yeah, he's the landlady. His wife's his husband. I mean, he's married to her and she is. The landlady, Mrs. Robson. But her wife does all the work. He does, Charlie's aunt. Wife. He's a man, Charlie.
He's not the only Charlie around here. What's that you've got there, Jim?
It's the list of rules his wife has for the boarding house. He gave it to me before he went in the kitchen. Listen, no kids under 8, no animals or musical instruments, no singing in the bath, the lock's been mended, no heavy breathing after 10 p.m.
Stop making it up and give that to me. Here. Listen to this, Father. Breakfast 7:30 a.m. sharp.
Ooh. Yeah, Mr. Hobson told me. It gives him time to wash up and make the beds before his wife gets up at 10 o'clock.
She stays in bed till 10 o'clock?
Well, you see, she goes out every night playing bingo. Hey, and guess what? He told me when Jimmy wasn't there, she has this fellow who brings her home every night, and Jimmy, you better go in the other room.
What for?
Nothing. I mean, go and talk to Miss Robson in the kitchen.
Yes, Jimmy. Ask him if we can have a cup of tea. I'm dying for a drink.
Oh, so am I.
Me too. I could just drink a nice cup of tea.
Wash down with a nice pint of beer.
Go and ask the man if we can have some tea.
Right, ma'am. Won't be a minute.
Now, what were you saying about the landlady playing bingo every night, Alfie?
Well, he has to stop in and look after the boarders. That's why this other fella has to bring his wife home, he said. No, not the other fella. I haven't met him. His name's Big Harry Earnshaw. Not Miss Robson's name. He's Miss Robson.
Get to the point, man. Get to the point.
Well, he brings her home every night in his car, and it's always very late because the car breaks down sometime.
Oh, it's like that, is it?
Like what, Susan?
Well, you know, the old excuse, the car breaking down, and... No, Alfie.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. But Miss Robson doesn't know, because he said most nights Big Harry has to keep stopping his car and switching his lights off to save his battery.
Oh, that's a good one. Isn't Hobson worried about this fellow bringing his wife home like that every night in his car?
Oh, yeah, he did say it worried him. But he said he was sure he ought to give Big Harry some money towards his petrol.
Oh, he must be a right fool.
Mr. Hobson says if you want some tea, he'll have to pop out for some. Could you lend him the money for it, Grandad? And he'll knock it off your bill.
Eh? Oh, well, I suppose so. You know, money of his own.
No, he says his wife hasn't won at the bingo for nearly 3 weeks.
Well, here you are. Now, a quarter of tea. How much will he want?
£2, Grandad.
£2 for a quarter of tea? Where's he going for it? Ceylon.
He says he won't get it unless he pays what he owes the grocer on his slate.
Oh, well, here's £2.
Better make it £3, Grandad.
Three? What for?
You'll want sugar in your tea, won't you?
I know, something we all want. Our heads examining for letting you talk us into this. What a holiday. Look, never mind about the past. We're talking about the future. Where are we going for this holiday?
Hey, Mum, I've got an idea. Why don't we...
You be quiet.
Oh, I know. Talking.
Oh, it's too far.
I know. Southend.
Too noisy.
As I was saying, why don't we...
Will you keep quiet? We'll sort it out.
But about what Susan said before. Get Wales. Land of no.
Oh, too crowded. How about Loch Lomond?
Too wet.
You've been told to keep quiet.
There are plenty of places in North Wales that aren't crowded.
Oh, we've been to North Wales. Why don't we go somewhere different?
The North Pole. That's different. With a bit of luck, you might meet a polar bear.
We don't want any funny remarks from you.
Well, you won't let me tell my idea.
All right, go on. Where do you want to go?
Rill, Colwyn Bay, Llandudno, Blackpool.
Oh, is that all?
No, Morecambe and the lakes as well.
Don't be stupid. How can we go to all those places on one holiday?
Easy. You spend about half my mum's money hiring a car. Alfie drives and we go to a different place every day, stupid.
Hey, wait a minute. That's a good idea.
A very good idea. Jimmy, thank you for solving our problem.
Oh, that's all right, Mum. That's what geniuses are for. It's funny, Mum. How do you come to have such a clever son when you've got such a dopey daughter?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan. The recorded programme, the last in the present series, was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
When I told Ozzy all the places we're going on our holidays, he went green. Mind, I didn't tell him we were just going for a day to each one. He thinks we're going on holiday for 3 months. Anyway, you won't be hearing from me for a while, but you might see me touring round on his holidays. If you do, don't be shy. Just walk up to me and say, "Hello, Jimmy, do you fancy an ice cream?" Ta-ra!
Thank you. Thank you.